You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
That's the best.
Is that it?
I love it. You're in the best mood. We should have a martini right now.
Right? Absolutely.
It's the swallow.
In your fluffy shoes.
Because the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
I need this on ringtone.
Right? It's so great. It gets stuck in your head.
It's way better than Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So much better than Baby Shark. Like, 10 times better than Baby Shark.
Here's the thing. I found Baby Shark, like, entertaining 15 years ago, and they had me on video doing
How long ago? It's been out that long?
It's a rhyme. It's a nursery. Like, right. It was out whenever I was in college. Like, it was not popular like this. So my kids come in, Baby Shark, dude. I was like, you don't have mama's moves. Mama's been doing this before
forever.
You were
I thought it was just invented.
No, the graphics were just invented.
Wow. All right. Yeah, well, right? you can hear a different voice here this morning. We've got us a guest in here.
Da-da-na.
Jordan,
the fabulous.
I like glitter.
That's right. That's why you're here.
It's like the She-Ra intro right there.
That's so great.
That's so Jordan.
I know.
That great and Jordan is Gordon.
It's Gordon. Oh, that's what happened. That's
and you just flew in from Texas.
No, drove in.
Drove in from Texas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. Earlier this week.
How far into Texas were you?
You know what? It's not as far as it normally is. It was a 13-hour.
Oh, shit. That ain't nothing.
That ain't nothing. It's not from Houston.
We came from.
We did Houston.
Houston.
We did it in about 16 and a half.
Exactly.
But we didn't stop for anything but peeing and filling up.
Yep, absolutely.
No sleepies.
Peeing and gas. No, that's it.
We came in from Tyler, Texas, and it got us a little bit more north. So we hit I-20, made it through Dallas, and it's spaghetti bowl of hell.
Yeah. Dallas is confusing to drive through.
You know what? I came from the east side this time, and it was so much easier.
Really?
Coming from like the south up,
that's,
you just pray and like keep your eyes open.
That's the only way I've come is from the south.
Stay in the middle. Stay in the middle.
That's how you die.
Yeah, coming straight up north. Heading due north from San Antonio.
I try to ride the middle line, so that way if you got to go left or right real fast. And they are so fast out there. But I'll tell you what, their highways are better than ours.
I'll say this. They drive fast out there, but y'all drive just as fast. Like, I finally moved to a state at one point and said, you're not mad at me. Like, you're not saying you're running me off the road.
Right.
The thing about Texas that threw Shane off the first time he went were those crazy-ass exits.
Oh my God.
You just get off and onto the frontage road, or you have to get off the frontage road and cross the exit.
I can relate. Those are the get or done.
Get or done. You don't pussyfoot with those.
We don't like that whole you build up your speed.
No.
You should have already been going 70.
You should have been going 70 on the frontage road.
By the time you decided to get on there,
Did you notice, though, in Texas, the people in that slow right lane will move over?
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
That's something y'all don't do here.
They don't do that here.
No one has common road courtesy here.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're in the left lane and someone's coming up on you.
Haha, I can't have it.
I'm going to drive exactly the same speed limit to block you in.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If someone's coming up on you in the left lane, you move over.
Exactly.
You move over. Yeah. Even if you got to slow down to do it, get out the way.
And you actually are watching your rear view the whole time to make sure that the blinker doesn't come on.
Right.
I hear the Autobahns like that. You do not ride in the left lane in the Autobahn.
I have driven the Autobahn.
You've been over.
Oh,
I've never
fun.
Been
16.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should ever say my last name on this now.
I wouldn't. But I don't say mine.
Well played. I happened to go over to Europe when I was 16, and they're like, hey, we got to drive through Germany and we got to go down here to Austria. We got to catch the Autobahn. You want to drive it.
Yeah.
Hit 100 for like 5 seconds and said, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've heard you got to stay in the right lane, even if you're doing 100, because those Maseratis and Lambos and stuff, they're doing 150, 160.
Yeah. You don't go to that left lane.
You don't get in the left lane.
No. That's how you die.
Yeah.
That's how you do.
In case y'all don't remember, that was pretty much my slogan
someday.
For 2018.
Someday I'm going to go over there. I'm going to rent me one of them Kias. We're going to go.
highbrow man.
Well, I can't afford those luxury cars. I gotta get the economy. I'm sure it's gonna be a Kia. Might be an Audi.
I was like, it's Germany.
What's the lowest car over there?
Yeah, probably the Audi.
A Beamer.
Beamer, probably. Their jalopies.
That's their jalopies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome.
That's why they send them over here. Oh, no, I'm funny. I have no idea. But so you drove straight in. I saw your picture in Amarillo with the Cadillacs.
That was hell. Can I tell y'all something? I have never driven out of multiple times from Texas up here to Colorado and experienced where the temperature was backwards. Like, it was completely backwards. We woke up. It was freezing. We actually drove all the way through to Wichita Falls because we left at night. We wanted to make sure we got a good jump start. In the morning, we left at like 5 a.m. because, you know, we wanted to have breakfast and time our day.
Yeah.
Make it all the way to Amarillo, do the Cadillac Ranch and those pictures and stuff. And as we're walking out into that ginormous cow shit paddied field.
Field, yeah.
But, you know, it's all clean.
Pictures do it way more justice.
You can't smell it.
Yeah.
In real life, it's not that great.
And it had rained the day before, so it carried.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can smell it in real life. You can't
go
on a picture.
It was thick in the air.
Moist.
Love it.
Moist manure.
Yeah.
It was 41 degrees that morning.
Wow.
41.
Wow.
We walked
out
there.
Global warming.
We weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. We were still in Texas.
Yeah.
My husband was in his board shorts.
Believe it.
We hustled it out there. By the time we finally made it to the cars and started taking our pictures, our hands were hurting and we couldn't even move them anymore. You're just using your thumb to kind of poke at the button.
Right? Wow.
We had snot dripping down the nose. It was great.
I remember the last time you and I were there, Shayna, and we drove through and I think we got gas like right as we hit Texas. So we didn't really stop in Texas until we hit Amarillo. You know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha. It's like an hour and a half kind of.
We had that full tank. And so we'd gotten driven for a long time and we hadn't gotten out of the car in a while. And we stepped out in that gas station across the street from those freaking Cadillacs. And it was just like, the humidity and the heat hit you so hard.
I just stepped out of the car and I said, I hate Texas.
I remember clearly, once you get to Amarillo, normally you're like, oh shit, we're in Texas.
We're in Texas.
And that's so funny because once we get to Amarillo, we're like, we're in New Mexico. I'm from East Texas, so the pine trees are thick. And so
I've never been to East Texas.
Dude, come out. Like direct flights from Tyler to freaking Denver,
so
$30.
East.
Oh yeah, I share a border with Louisiana. They're like an hour that way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. I would go over there and check it out over there.
Yeah, I've driven through
only because I like Louisiana.
Don't stay in Dallas.
No.
Well, Dallas is good. Dallas, the town is fine, but just don't drive on the freeways. Always take the side
streets. They're crazy, yeah.
Well, you just don't know where the lane changes are at because they're constantly under construction. So you drive through like a week before, you're like, I'm good. It's daylight. I know this. You drive out the next week at night, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's like the Monument Pass right now.
Yeah,
thing was crazy.
Because
we came through when we drove back, and I was like, what in the hell? And we were doing it at like
9 o'clock?
No, it was dark.
10?
Yeah. So it was like 10 or 11 at night. And so then you're really like, okay, are we still going the right way?
That's so bad. You're like, I pray the guy in front of me is actually on the road. Because I'm just looking at the red light saying, I hope you do better than me.
Turn your brakes on.
Yeah, that was interesting. And that was 2 months ago.
Yep.
And see, ours was just, we moved down when we moved back 30 days ago, basically.
Yeah.
So it's different from driving it down in the daylight 30 days ago versus driving it down at 5 p.m.
Yep.
And then it's starting to get dark. I basically held onto the seatbelt and was in fetal position. Like, just don't look up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let somebody else take over.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
It is.
Having to ride like that on road trips. I was on a road trip in the passenger seat with my eyes closed once.
And he wasn't doing anything dangerous.
Nope,
it was just
the road.
Yep. It's just the road.
And it's out of their control as the driver. That's how it was for me. We were in a snowstorm in a U-Haul towing a car. And I just like loaded bowls. I just kept my eyes down, say nothing. Man.
I would probably just ask him to pull over, let me lay in the snow, and I'm like, just turn me into a popsicle.
No.
Like, I'll be like really
be
good
fine.
Preserved for my family. Does cryogenics work yet?
Yeah, right. I think they do.
So why did you go back to Texas?
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot of different reasons that we went back to Texas.
How long did you make it here before you?
2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It came down to really buying a house here, as bad as that sounds.
No, it's totally.
You start looking at your finances. You look at what your income stream is. Yep.
You start looking at the size of a house you can get in Texas as to here.
Exactly. All our family's also back in that general area.
Yeah.
So in the past 2.5 years, what's happened is I had a horrible car accident that's like really starting to take effect. I'm starting to have debilitating conditions and it's starting to affect me monthly. Oh, can't walk.
And that happened when you moved here?
I got slammed into by a 16-year-old kid. But
stoner.
No, actually, freak accident. Okay, I feel bad about it. All like right, she was about to run in the ravine. She overcorrected and sideswiped and head on for me. So you look at it and you're like, well, you don't take many chances anymore on the road when you know you didn't entice that. No one did anything.
Right,
it's just a freak thing.
Happened.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Anyway, so I've got like a stenosis of the spine. I have 3 vertebrae. I'm up for a 3 vertebrae fusion.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So,
but do you think that'll help you?
I'm kind of all right. So I'm going to see a doctor in Dallas.
I know people who have been fused, and it did help.
Help mom.
It helped Sean's mom.
I'm more concerned about what they have to keep doing if they have to continue the fusion, and me being so young.
Right.
That's really, you hear about spinal fusions, and it's from car accidents and stuff, or it's from dilapidated bodies over the years, like just the labor,
wear and tear.
Right.
So for me to be 33 and I'm about to have some major neck surgery, it's kind of scary. And I've only had a fractured arm. Like, that's all I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Cheryl has had some pretty severe neck and back surgeries at a young age from car accidents.
Right.
And she did pretty well.
And now it's routine.
Yeah.
If you think about it anymore, they're doing 100 of these a day.
Exactly. And I think it will help because, honestly, it's what it's doing is got compressions of my spinal cord.
Yeah.
I need that to be released.
Yes, you do.
And you could be taller at the end of this.
Maybe.
Listen, you'd take a half inch if you could get it, Shorty.
My driver license already says I have that extra half inch.
As a guy who's got a short leg, I'll tell you, I'd take a half inch anywhere I could get it.
Well, the whole idea of going back to Texas is I've been hearing a lot of my mom's in the medical industry back there, and there is a doctor that works with stem cell injections and with a chiropractic over time.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
So I'm just open to seeing, is that my only possibility?
Yeah.
They say wonderful things about that stem cell.
It's a longer process, but it's way less intrusive, and that's kind of what I'm banking on.
Yeah.
I'm not a good candidate, I'll go underneath the knife because—
But if you can avoid it at all costs, it's kind of worth it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've had a bunch of surgeries and it sucks.
God.
It wreaks havoc on your whole body.
Yeah.
You don't poop right for a while.
Yeah, I got 3 kids. I ain't got time for that. Like, if I can't poop by myself already, I really can't poop. With my kids looking at me with a broke neck.
Right.
Like, don't look at mommy.
Don't look at mom. Don't watch your
daddy. I'm not
cute. I'm not cute right now.
Mommy, why do you look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
That's legit.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. So between the surgery taking me back there, my dad had gotten cancer last year.
Just family reasons. And you can't buy crap here unless you're making $600 a year.
Well, you go back home for a family trip and you're like, hey, what does the house cost down the road? Oh, that is a third of what I was looking at. And it's twice the bang for your buck.
Yep.
I'm a thrifty person.
We had friends that went down and had a new build done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on 5 acres. It was $250. And I think it was like 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. Yeah. I mean, it's just massive.
Oh, yeah.
4 car garage. I know.
Our property taxes are kind of high, but not that bad. I mean, we don't have state taxes. Wait, you don't
have Texas.
You're in Texas. What? Oh, the humidity, huh?
The Texas.
But when you are
some of the regulations,
Texas,
the laws, the things, you know, what the hoops you got to go through just to register your car.
Okay, actually, I can relate to that because that sucks again.
It's like, that sucks.
Your driver's license, they're like, you need to register your car first. You have to have these 5 other things. Aaron's like, do you want DNA too?
A 62-point inspection on your vehicle and everything. I mean, it's uncool. But some of these cars we see driving around in this neighborhood with no doors. And the hood's gone.
Well, Sean,
you haven't been to a lot of parts in Texas.
Well, registered in Alabama.
Right.
Like in 75.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, it doesn't count if they're backwoods, non-registered.
At least
vehicles.
We can get into our lakes and ponds and stuff without a permit.
So?
I try to get out there in a kayak.
You don't care about your water.
We have a lot of it. We also have hurricanes.
Yes,
right.
You got tornadoes.
Yeah.
And you got no
weed. Got tornadoes. What?
You got no weed.
Oh, well, not regulated.
Yeah, still, that's too dangerous. I don't like those days anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I can go back to those. I'm not going to lie.
This was a mind-blowing experience moving up here. I'm
coming up here, I'm sure.
A dispensary's Kroger for weed. It's great. Yeah. I love it.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
I thought I would never leave the state because of that. But you see where that's going on a national platform. Plus with this stuff with my back.
Oh,
I'm like,
I'm get
first,
med, no problem.
Yeah, first candidate. They already have med.
Do they in Texas?
Yeah, and they've actually widened the parameters. So when they started, it was only
just have a sore throat.
No, but we're probably going to get it for PTSD before y'all do.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy. That should have been the first people up. Well, not first, but it should have been in the group.
Right.
We only had it for epilepsy up until last year. And they said they finally put it in for chronic pain and a few other things.
Sore throats.
No more two doctors have to sign off on it. Right. There's only three doctors in the state and they're booked up for five.
Yeah, totally.
Years.
Yeah, and you can't. Yeah.
So they're making it more available. Yeah. They're widening the branch. And we did pass cultivation of hemp.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to see a major increase in our agriculture. Yeah. We got so much land. Yeah. We can grow for days.
It's going to,
There's
it used to be the number one
flat
crop.
Land out there.
Yeah.
Get to Central. You got your hill country out there around Austin.
Getting to Austin. That's why the only place I would live is Austin.
Right. Austin was pretty.
I'd go to Austin in a minute.
We were looking at Austin.
It's expensive
first.
As hell there, too.
That's why we aren't in Austin.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's just a little Denver. When it comes talking to money, wise.
Yes.
You know, money-wise, it's not as cool.
Austin's its own, experience. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It really is. It's, and there's an experience between living in Austin versus living in the outskirts. Yeah. Everybody that lives in the outskirts is like, I hate Austin.
Right. I could see that.
Right.
It's like a town that's an amusement park.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always something to do, and it's going to be funky, creative. And
Austin weird, right?
Yeah. Austin weird.
Yeah.
I like Austin. That'd be fun. Go 6th Street down there. I could become a country musician
down
there.
Did you have to say 6th Street? Way too many bad memories.
Well,
yeah, right.
You always did it wrong.
Flaming Dr. Peppers can always go bad.
Flaming Dr. Peppers can't be right. Although I do like hot Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
what's a Flaming Dr. Pepper? What's in it?
I have no idea, but we can actually probably Google
it. Let's look it up.
There was a dude, it was called the Library off of 6th Street. All I remember was 12 shots lined up.
Balls.
He caught it on fire, and then you get the shot while it's on fire. You blow it out and you drink it. Mm-hmm. And because whatever it did when he caught it on fire, it tastes exactly like Dr. Pepper. Huh. You taste absolutely no alcohol.
Wow. Flaming Dr. Pepper. Fill a pint glass halfway with beer, add amaretto to a shot glass, and top with rum. Set the rum on fire. Very carefully drop that shot glass into the beer.
There you go.
Burn eyebrows, repeat process. Wow.
Yeah.
Does it go out when you drop it? It must go out, and then you go kablungos.
Correct.
All right, so amaretto and some rum.
We should do that if I come back out.
We should do that.
I feel like I'm going to show up with that.
So you probably want to use a light beer, something that doesn't have a lot of flavor.
You're probably talking, that was probably made with Bud Light.
Bud Light. Nah, you were in Texas. Oh, you were in Texas.
Yeah, I was in Texas. It was not Lone Star.
I was going to say, it was not Lone Star. Yeah, it was.
It wasn't Natty. It was Miller.
It was Lone Star.
My dad's probably cursing me for talking bad about Miller.
It was the star. You know, it was the star.
Speaking of beer, can we talk about that? When I came out here, do y'all like Super Dose Y'all's beer?
Yes.
Yes.
16%. That's how we like it.
I didn't even know what an IPA was. I'm like, whatever. And I tasted it, and I'm like, why does this delicious tree?
Right.
You know, one drink and you realize, I'm feeling good. I could drink a 12 pack if I really was on a dedicated night back home.
Yeah.
I get to 2 and I'm like,
of the Lone Star. You could drink a 12 pack of Lone Star.
Bud Light. Don't go too far. I got a little bit of credit.
But
I have smoked weed from a Lone Star can. Because that's true, Tex.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I have out of a big red can.
Mine was in Austin, actually, with a guy named Houston. I was like, I feel like I'm in this weird, trifecta space right now.
Funny.
What was I going to say? Shoot, I lost my thought.
Forget
it. Yeah. We were talking about beer. We were talking about places. Normally I keep my place.
I have no idea.
Anyways. All right. So what are you doing now? Why are you here?
Oh, okay. So I returned.
You left. Why'd you come back?
Okay. Yeah. So before I left, I had a event coordinating friend that needed some assistance on a few projects. So my creative side was like, hey, let's do it. And we built some props. And apparently before I left, she booked a lot of gigs and she needed some help. I figured between me starting up my business and rolling to Texas, you know, I had to come on back. I had to give her a hand. I mean, the money's good out here. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all pay well out here, but yeah. I mean, not for what y'all charge to live out here.
Right.
So it's worth the commute, is what you're saying?
It is. It is. I mean, for the compensation, you can make the drive in a night if you have somebody to go with you. I actually don't have to pay any housing when I come out, so that's cool. Everything's pure profit.
Right.
And then just out of time, really, try to treat it like a work week, and then I get my weekend back. You know, and I'm not going to do it often. It's just for I'll come out probably next week as well. I'll be going out. I'm leaving out tomorrow night and I'll be flying back because, I'm not going to do that two times in 1 week.
Yeah.
So I'm flying back out next Wednesday to help with a couple more jobs. But I mean, you're talking about a scale of doing corporate Bronco weddings and, you know, anniversaries and stuff. She works
big, these are big events.
Big league events. Yeah. I've never had back access, like VIP access to run all the props and stuff to these places. I would have never been able to get through the door in some of these places. So History of Colorado, you know that. Yeah. We had the white wedding out there by the event coordinator, Jennifer Lane Events. She actually brought in everything. We were volunteers. I've worked for her. And after that, she's like, hey, I can give you little direction and you just make magic happen.
Yeah.
So we worked well together. And I'm actually taking her on as one of my first clients with opening my business back up in Texas.
Yeah, very fun.
What's your business?
Oh, that's Medieval Siren Media. I've been working on this project for about 7 years. And it's been something always on the back burner because you're like chasing that, you know,
the mighty dollar.
Yeah, exactly. You get up at 9, you go work your work job, and get home at 5. If you got a family, well, you don't go to sleep until midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, fun. Rinse and repeat. Do it again. So I got tired of that. I mean, between the wreck and it actually starting to limit my abilities, I had to start realizing I still need to live my life.
Yeah.
So how do I look at life differently with my abilities?
Right.
And I found that, you know, I didn't enjoy going into work every day because, can I just say this? I hate snow. That was like the stupidest thing I ever did, moving to Colorado for the snow. I am one of those snopers. Yeah. Okay. So nope.
Yeah, you didn't think that through at all, did
Well,
you?
Aaron likes the dadgum ice and the snow, and I'm
What does he do in it? Why does he like it?
I don't know. He's just like very Viking in that way. He's like, this is my place. I could just be good in it. I don't know. He wants to go. He doesn't
I could see that.
He likes boarding, but we didn't even go once to the mountains when we were here this entire time.
Oh,
I'm glad you left.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
You know what?
I lived my whole life here and didn't go
Colorado
to the mountains.
All of Colorado is glad I left because I was doing better for y'all's road and not being on the streets here.
I didn't start going to the mountains until I was 30 with Shayna. So, right. So I can't blame you for that.
We actually flew out.
And it's cold.
It's cold, man. I mean, like, I love Colorado, but when I can plan it.
Yeah.
Why am I here this week? Yeah. Because I looked at the forecast and it was all sunny days. Yeah. That's exactly why I'm here.
Yeah.
Like there was one day of like yesterday. It was a little
Right. But not bad.
After living here for 2.5 years, I'm like, this ain't nothing. Yeah. I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two and a half years.
You'll only see me on the sunny days of Denver. So
that's great.
That's funny.
That's good. Stick to what
you're
fair
weathered visitor.
Person.
Well, you know. I guess you work here, if you can get away with it, that's great. You do a lot of work from home.
Yeah, that's actually kind of the whole concept of my job. I don't want people to be in the position where you have to feel like you have to drive into work, A, because of the weather, B, because of whatever physical abilities you have, or C, maybe you just don't like people.
Right.
All right, maybe you're just like, I'm one of those that I work well by myself, and being in a work environment surrounded by bright lights and people and stuff, it doesn't work well for you.
Right.
So I'm actually trying to create a creative coalition of people that will have access to work from home.
Oh.
To break the mold.
Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I have the marketing network to do it. I've built up so many different references over the years and met so many different interesting people in different industries.
Right.
And at this point, and I've always been the middleman. People have always come to me like, hey, I need a blacksmith. Hey, I need a graphic designer. Hey, I need somebody that can make unicorns out of, you know, toothpicks. It happens. Like, you don't understand.
Right.
We need a blacksmith.
I have like 5 of them
what?
That I know. And just the referral to them, if they're not good for you, they can give you a way better accurate referral.
Crazy. And I don't really need one.
Oh, well, you'll be surprised how often that actually comes up.
Yeah.
People are like, hey, my mother that just passed away, her wedding band, I want to have it molded down into one with mine. And I have this cool design. Do you know anybody? It happens a lot. So, or any broken jewelry that, I mean, scrap metal and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I'm just really trying to – I found joy in working with that event planner.
Right.
You know, I went from working in the corporate world, being in sales for over 15 years.
Yeah.
I've been a project manager that wears too many hats.
Yeah.
And never really compensated for the time. Right. So after the last few burns, you get – and you see what's happening with people around you. It seems like this weird bubble is going on, and that's actually what has inspired me, which is why I love you guys, because I'm like, aw, I want to be like them.
It seems like, to be contagious.
Yeah.
That's great, though. That's what I want to flourish into people as well, inspire them to not do something because they feel like they have to, but do something because they love it.
Yeah. Be happy.
Be happy.
Try it.
Yeah. It's surprising. It's scary as hell.
Right.
Right at first. Absolutely. I mean, and then if you really have joy in what you do, you find that you never stop.
Right.
Yeah.
And at that point, when you never stop and you're actually making an income stream off of something that you never stop, that's great.
Yeah.
It's not work to you. That's just life and something, being happy at life.
Yep.
Yeah. So. That's the truth.
Yep.
That is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do this. Well, that's why we do everything we do.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, and y'all's relationship is like way too redonkulously cute. Like, I have gone to y'all's. I have worked with Shayna. I've actually been a model for Shayna before.
Yep.
I have done photo shoots with her. I have. Sean has always been the most adoringly best assistant for you. He's like, if it's your gig, he's like, yes, this is all Shayna. Everybody adore her.
We try to work together well. Yeah.
And then just everything else, creations. I love it. The parties. I was at the Halloween party. What's up? What's up?
Oh, that's fun. That was fun.
That's right. Did you bring my tie back?
Oh.
No, I'm just
Aaron's
kidding.
Like, no, no. Aaron's like, should I return it?
No, keep it. Keep it.
He's had it forever.
Yeah, it worked well for me. That it now worked well for him.
And I hope
It's a power tie. It's a Jerry Garcia.
And with his new position at his company, he needs a tie.
Yeah. So. Well, he might want to get more than one.
Oh, he has a couple.
Okay,
now.
Good.
He really likes yours though. He's like, but it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, well, it's the Jerry Garcia, man. It's an original.
Fun. He actually bought a shirt to go with it.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Smart. Mm-hmm. See, that's what Shane would have made me do.
Yep.
I wouldn't have thought
of it. If you're going to keep it, you need to wear it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, what else? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I was like, we have a moment of pause.
What else? Yeah.
Well.
Good stuff. Anything adventurous?
I was actually going to be asking Shayna, did you have any upcoming designing stuff going on? No new templates? You're like, no.
No, because this whole change that we're in right now, I'm just focusing on that.
Okay.
Just for a minute.
And
then we'll balance out again.
That makes sense.
You know, because like, you know, your life flips upside down and then it's like, okay, regroup. What are we doing?
What's the new routine?
Make the plan.
What's the new routine?
Yep.
What makes me feel stable? And due between moving, I've only been gone for 30 days and I'm already back. So you can imagine my level of stability right now.
Well, and just, you moved.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, you got to unpack your house.
Unpack your house, move your life.
Yeah.
I got three sons, so it's not just one person. In fact, I think I have advice for anybody out there. Don't ever pack up and move across states more than twice in 3 years. Because, like, seriously, that's how, like, broken families happen.
Yeah.
Like, I love my husband, but can we just say after that 1 week, we did not want to see each other after that. We're like, no, I love you, but get out of my face.
Yeah.
I need my break.
Take one of these kids with you.
Right.
Get them away from me, too.
He actually did way better this last time. He took all three kids.
Oh,
my car actually became the timeout car because I'm an asshole. There's mommy won't let me, you know, throw popcorn or like spit on the window.
Right.
Like, mommy doesn't let me do that.
Oh, what a jerk.
Well, see, and dad, that's the reason why they get put in timeout car.
Right. Because they're doing that in the other car.
Hey, I'm all about encouraging creativity. Like,
that's a really long ass drive, man. That 15-hour drive is like.
I think they went through four coloring books each.
Oh my gosh. At least they did something. That's still pretty good.
We literally took that because life was so stressful that last month before we moved that we actually took 4 days to get to Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You took your time.
Yeah. We only made it to Pueblo after that first night. I told you that Monument Pass was ridiculous. And that was it was a Halloween night when we left. That was our last night.
Oh God.
So y'all remember the 3-day storm
right
before?
Trick or treat.
Our kids did get to trick or treat, okay. but not in our family costumes. And I'm kind of like a little bitter and brokenhearted about it.
Well, you guys are big costumers.
Family costumes are our jam. That is what we are known for. It's something that has always started. And that sprung because our firstborn wasn't able to do Halloween his first year.
Right.
And after that, I made it a point to be like, well, I'm going to make this up to him.
Right.
And they were still young enough that they couldn't object yet.
Right. And they just
and I've been holding on to that. I'm like, I'm waiting for that moment of they wanted to do something different. So I kept shoving it. And I mean, this year we were going to be Harry Potter.
Oh,
you know?
Fun.
And I had all the costumes. Everybody's ready. But my house is literally on a U-Haul truck and it's like iced in. Yep. And I have the costumes laid out.
So bad.
It was gnarly. And at that point, I looked at my husband and he's like, well, we're not going to make it out of here tonight. We'll have until 12 tomorrow. No problem. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, it's been a month of planning this, and I had a plan set. We didn't have to do Halloween outside. We're going to go down to Colorado Springs on the way out and go to the Citadel Mall.
Nice.
Something indoors and hit Smart. It right. Yeah. I'm not trying to do snow. I don't like that snowper. So at that point, I saw my opportunity and time frame being going out the window. And I'm like, how about I just take the kids and you finish loading the truck?
Brilliant.
That didn't work for him either. So instead, he ended up taking the kids. I ended up getting final things tied up. Nobody was dressed in matching costumes. Yeah. I was very angry, crying and driving.
Yep.
And by the time we got back, we had everybody loaded up, made it to Pueblo, and just thankful to be out for the night, you know, and on track. On the way. You know, after planning for a month and you hear, we're not going to hit that timeline. I'm like, I'm a project manager. I make shit happen.
Right.
I'm going to do this.
Not my fault. Yep.
I'm like, you better start trunking things on the U-Haul.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Man.
That'd be a big move.
I think we're going to make it up. I think I'm going to make it up to him this year. Somehow, some way. I heard that there was that Harry Potter cruise that's coming out.
Oh, fun.
Out of England and stuff. I don't know if that's going to be the thing. I'll probably only make it to Disneyland.
Ambitious. Disneyland.
I'm in the South now. It's only a 10-hour drive. It's closer than Colorado.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Just go to Six Flags and tell them it's Harry Potter.
No, they know. By then, they know.
They
the
know.
Oldest knows for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. How fun. Buddy. God, that's crazy, man.
So.
No stress in your life.
You know what? And here's the cool thing. One of those symptoms of my wreck is it's a chronic headache. I basically have a nonstop headache for the past 2 years and migraine style. And you just learn to deal with it.
Right.
You know, however you got to deal with it. And unfortunately, because of that chronic headache, I am very triggered by bright lights, too many people talking to me at once. It's a fight or flight situation.
Yeah.
Like I want to punch or run away.
Right.
And so it was only getting increasingly worse being in that corporate world.
Yeah.
Being in the position that I was in as a project manager. Of
sitting under those lights give you a headache anyways.
Oh, yeah. No, even working from home, it was just the day in and day out of, hey, here's 12 things that can go wrong, and 10 of them did.
Right.
And it was daily. And you're like, I have done everything within my power to avoid this, and it wasn't.
Still happened.
It was the human flaw of somebody else dropped the ball due to their
whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Most people, I don't feel like a lot of people are passionate about their jobs. And that's
No one is. That's
exactly
the problem.
They want to ride the clock. They don't want to do their job.
Yep.
And maybe I'm just a hard ass when it comes to good work ethic.
Yeah.
I really am. I have very high standards when it comes to that. If you're getting paid, you better work.
You better work. Absolutely.
Right? And if I'm going to do more than what I'm getting paid, you're going to compensate me for that extra work.
Absolutely. And they don't want to do that.
Exactly.
They don't want to do that.
That's what's messed up. That's what's wrong with the
world.
They
just want to take advantage of
it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I am not about that anymore, so I'll do it my way.
I can't find a Harry Potter cruise.
I recently saw an article. It might have been a spoof, but something about
I saw something from 2018 that said a Harry Potter cruise might be coming. But
see, and I heard that it was actually in the works.
In the works.
Yeah, officially.
Well, I was thinking about it while I was looking for
tickets
it.
Tickets were like $4,000 each. They said it was super ridiculous.
There's a Harry Potter River Cruise, the official 7-night experience aboard an 8-person barge. That might be fun.
How many bars?
Various
where?
Iconic scenes from the Harry Potter film series, taking passengers behind the scenes tour of Warner Brothers. So that might be fun.
Right.
Yeah. But I was thinking about it. You'd really have to deck out the boat.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have to really retrofit a cruise ship to make it Harry Potter, right? It'd have to be all...
I figure it'd be like straight up pirate style. Yeah. Like a modern day pirate style.
Yeah, they'd have to really make it up like Hogwarts or whatever the hell that school they went to.
Yeah.
What school was it?
It was Hogwarts. But I don't
was
even know...
Was it?
Yeah, you got it right.
I've never seen one Harry movie.
Are you serious?
Not even one
movie.
Oh,
man, I figured y'all be all about it.
No.
Yeah.
It was a weird time in our life when Harry Potter
came. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't know my kids were going to get into it. I've actually tried to get them in the beginning. I was never like a big, you know, into it. Just caught a movie or two. My husband actually read all the books when he was younger and stuff. And the next thing I know, I'm like, the movies are awesome. I'm like, kids, get into this shit. This is awesome. Yeah. I'll watch this shit with you.
Yeah.
All right? Let's get over that Peppa Pig. All right.
Yeah.
And they were never once. They were like, Mom, it's annoying. Or they would just walk away like it's not pigs and giggles or something. Right. So when my oldest one came in, he's like, do we have Harry Potter? I'm like, why, yes, we do. What are you saying
let
to me?
Let me give it to
He's
you.
He's like, well, my friends at school were playing Harry Potter and I didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh, child, sit down and learn with me. But
let
I actually
mommy read aloud to you.
No, actually, no, that's dad. Dad does that. I don't do
really?
That. Yes, he loves to.
He's a weird guy.
Oh, he's like, he's kind of great for me. I'm kind of a weird chick. So,
well, yeah, I was going to segue to that, but I started.
You actually,
he's funny. He's cool.
I let most people say he's odd, but. Yeah,
that's all right. I mean, that's good. It's good, but that's funny.
I definitely have
think
a type.
You guys fit perfectly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
I've always had a nerdy type. Somebody that's intelligent and
I think he's super creative too. Yeah,
in his own ways, and it's the different ways than me. And I like that. Like he's a musician by trade. If he wanted to be, you know, he's a music teacher for so many years, like 15, 12 years.
That's incredible,
right? And
I can't believe we never got to jam.
Really? I mean, like, well, I was trying to get you to go to karaoke, and you're like, there's no good places. And now you guys are going.
We're going, right up the street. Well, we were.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now it's gone bad.
That's not a good place.
It's not Babs' fault.
That didn't last long.
No, it's not Babs' fault. Well, I did just think he's kind of a cool guy. He's just kooky.
And you know what? He's changed so much over the years. If you had met him 10 years, you'd be like, I don't know about that one.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just because we would walk into a party, he would make one lap, just check out the people, like, I don't know these people, but just walk around. And he would find the oldest people there or the bikers. He would make one round and talking to them specifically and then completely exit the party, go look at a bookshelf, find a book, and sit down in a chair and read.
Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm the one that's like, shots. And I'm kind of on top of the kitchen table. And I'm like, let's do it.
Right. Everybody looks like that's what he was doing here.
Totally.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Did he do that the first time?
Yeah.
The very first time you guys came over, I don't know. I think he sat down and read the Farmer's Almanac.
Actually, he loves the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, that must have been it.
So does Sean.
And if he did that, it was actually more of a respect. And he was like, let's know more about Sean. What do you have on your bookshelf?
No, I mean, I had the almanacs out.
That was great. But at the Halloween party, too, I saw him, too. He just looks at everything.
Yeah, he's meticulous.
He likes to see things in order to see a representation of a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was not a good people reader until he met me.
Oh.
Now he is actually, here's the thing, since that wreck, I have become much more analytical. I have become more reserved. I'm the first one that wants to leave a party now.
Yeah.
I don't like the bright lights. The music can get too loud, overstimulated. It really does set me off to where I need breaks. I had to back out of Aladdin, and when it played in the movie theaters, I had to leave three times to catch my breath. I was having a panic attack.
Wow. Really?
The new one?
Yeah.
Was it Will Smith?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't him. Not him specifically. I enjoyed the movie, but it was... We saw
just
it right here at Alamo Draft House. You know, it was just very pungent.
Yeah.
The colors, it was just in your face.
And then with the loud noise,
they had
the
boom going
time.
On. I'm like, man, I just calm it down a little bit. Like, turn down the volume.
Just a little.
So I am the first one that gets tired easy. And now I find that he's more social. And it's like we've both commented. He's always been the more reserved, and now he's like never wanted to leave a party.
Yeah.
He's talking to people by the crowds, and I've already gone outside three times, gotten on my phone because I'm not going to read a book. I'm not mean.
Nerd.
Yeah, I got things to do. So it's kind of interesting. He is much more nurturing than I am. I am a hard ass. I came from a family that we're very prideful, and it's hard to earn like any kind of accreditation.
Yeah.
So we don't say we're proud of you.
Right.
Right. We'd say we love you. You know, we do have a lot of empathy and we do care, but in all honesty, it's like, hey, Dad, I came home with an A. He's like, it wasn't an A+, but you know.
It's something.
Keep trying.
Yeah. It's like, it's always like, And then he came from a family that's like, oh, baby, you did a fantastic job. I'm so glad that you got a C.
You tied your shoes today.
Right? It was that overpraise. So it makes our relationship very interesting.
Yeah.
He likes to bake and sew, and I like to hunt and fish. So.
Right. That's funny.
That's kooky.
It works.
Yeah, that's fine. That's how it was for us. I was way more strict and driven and, you know, than he was. And then he was like, what in the hell? Hey, this is called structure, buddy.
Oh,
it's
God.
A great thing, you know? And then, yeah.
It hurts.
That's pretty much what's going on in our relationship right now with moving. And I'm like, everything's in its right spot because.
Yeah, well, it has to be. It has to be.
I have countertops again.
Yeah.
Don't put anything on my countertops unless you like are cooking. You're done with it. It's in the sink, and my sink better never have dishes in it.
Yep.
Turn on some water and throw it in the.
Yeah. Well, but you have three boys.
Before I would leave like chicken, like I don't know, by the toilet. Like I didn't care. I just didn't care about stuff. Well, I started caring more when you have kids, but you know.
Yeah, the chicken by the toilet. You can't do that.
Yeah, kid. Not allowed.
Get the kid locked. Keep him away from the
box
chicken.
Around the chicken.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you think that's the change was from the accident?
Yes, I think that and. We always had a role reversal thing going on with us where he was the breadwinner and I was the more like stay-at-home mom. Even though I still worked, I was just more parent-oriented.
Yeah.
And then that changed whenever we went from Louisiana to Texas. And then he was more of the stay-at-home dad, more of the nurturer, and I became the breadwinner. And then we moved out here to Colorado, and we were neck and neck.
Yeah.
But I was at the brink of my career here.
Yeah.
I mean, I finally started bringing in a revenue that I've been chasing for the past 15 years. That month.
Yeah.
And then I got basically hit by a damn car.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like retiring, getting cancer. It's exactly what happened to my father.
Yeah.
30 days after he retired, about within the first 6 months.
Wow.
Shit. Right? He's good now. We're easier to talk about it. Like it wasn't good like last year.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Okay.
And he's still doing good.
He's in remission now?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
And still doing good.
Thank God.
Yeah. Very blessed.
Because that seems unfair. That's just mean.
That's like karma. Like some weird, I don't know about not karma, karma, but like right. It's just crap.
Just mean.
Just crap.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a bummer.
Right.
So, well, I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
So now it's a good story.
It is a good story. And it's brought our family back together. Like people that came out of the outskirts and we're actually bonding more. And with us going back to Texas, kids are meeting cousins they never knew existed.
Right.
And so
that's fun.
Lots of good opportunities there between the home, the income, the opportunity of making a better life for ourselves.
Right.
We just couldn't say no.
Right.
So. But I'll still keep coming back for y'all's money, though.
and I'm guessing the weed.
I did mention I have a bad back, right?
That's funny. Well, that's good. That's good you guys are doing good.
Can I see what you got here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a little look.
Was that all Trinidad? Some shit, I think. Maybe Trinidad? Sugar, or is that?
Sugarloaf. Dispensary.
Okay, that was Trinidad. I thought it might be the one from Trees. Thank you for the referral on that.
We saw that when we came in from Texas. You get right in the state.
Yep.
It's right there. It's
great.
There's nothing there, just a dispensary.
Weed superstore.
And it's way cheaper down there than it is up here.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Believe that.
Really?
Yeah, I picked up an ounce for $70 out the door.
Wow.
Now, I'll say that it's stimmy popcorny. Oh. It's popcorny. I'll take ass. Was it shake? I'll spend 60 on some shake.
Yeah, right. Right.
All day long.
Oh, that's funny. Well, good thing you're here working. Glad you came in.
I still get, you know what? I didn't expect to have as many friends here as I did.
Yeah.
Like that first year, we felt like the people here were kind of not our level.
Right.
But the moment that I did that fluid fashion show with you and I walked in your house, I was like, I have met my people.
There are people here
right?
like me.
We hear that a lot.
And y'all have like, I have met more people because of y'all. And I just felt I have branched out from that industry. I got in with the event planner, my first client. And then y'all have inspired me to get my own, like start, get the courage to start my own company.
Yeah, do it.
You know?
Chase the dream.
Exactly. So when you find people like that in your life that have brought so many good things, you make time and you come out.
Yeah,
you know, you don't drop everything. I'm not one of them.
No.
So, I mean, I got friends in Germany and in Austria that are still expecting me back at some time. And I know where the keys are at.
Yeah. That's fun, though.
Right?
That's fun to go over there and be able to do that, too.
Yeah.
It's harder to get there.
A little bit. I do some weird stuff, man. Between going to Hawaii for a couple months just randomly, went to Europe for a couple months just randomly.
Right.
I think I'm finally at that point, though, to settle it down. Like, yeah. I do want to buy the house. I've been wanting to buy the house.
Right.
But where do you make that investment?
Right.
You know, where
right.
do you feel like you're getting the best bang for your buck?
You got to put the roots down.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's a turkey in the house, too, from Thanksgiving. That. We just didn't have the heart.
Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. We just loved him so much. We just love that damn turkey so much. Yeah, that's a tough thing to do because, like, we've been in this place for so many years. But I'm.
How long have y'all been here?
Well, we're both natives, but we've been in this house for 16 years.
Oh, wow. In yeah. just this house.
In this house. We've rented this house for 16
that's
years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's hardcore. Yeah, it is. It's tough.
Well,
and we've talked about buying a home.
We've tried several times.
We even got a loan once.
Yep.
Oh. We even went all the way to that point, got a loan, had a realtor. We were going to showings and we were looking at stuff, and it was just like, God dang, our mortgage is going to be way more than our rent, and this place is small.
Oh yeah, that's because you're looking in Colorado.
And well, this was 10 years ago plus, probably 15 years ago. No, 10 or 12 years ago, and it just never seemed to work out. And so we think about moving. We talk
about
moving
talk about
all the time
still.
And trying to buy something. But then, I mean, you look around this place. You see it. The workshop that we have here and the studio.
Well,
now.
Just the space that
we
have.
Yeah, y'all have a lot of space in this
so
place.
Screwed.
Like, and it's super
we are
hidden.
We're so screwed. That's the conclusion we always come to is just like we are so screwed because we have such a good deal here
and relationship with the family
and the
that's
neighborhood
that's
where is
we're
amazing.
Going back to now
not our family family that
family
owned this house, that owned this duplex by a family
they just really take care of us. I mean, we just got a new water heater and a furnace last year
the same day.
All right,
you know, and we
didn't
have
take a picture of that.
We didn't have to pay anything.
I think
for
you posted
it.
About that.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was warm and my water's hot. I'm not a big fan of the new thermostat, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, you learn
to love
it. Let's see, whenever we had to pay our first month's rent at our new place in Tyler with utilities paid, it was $1,200.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was
That's
a grant.
Nice.
It's almost like $1,500 cheaper.
Now, is that a home?
That is not. That is actually an apartment. Okay. We've actually got our first apartment in 10 years.
Wow.
And we're like, are we really putting our kids in an apartment? We're like, oh God.
But just for a minute.
We've loved it.
Yeah.
It has so much space. It's fantastic.
Wow.
The people love it. It has a hot tub. It has a pool.
Oh,
it
yeah,
see,
see,
that's,
see,
that makes it worth it. Right
it does make, and it's only temporary because you're getting a house.
Exactly. We got a short-term lease. It's a short-term lease, so it's even more expensive
because
it's a short-term lease.
Oh.
My rent was $999.
Wow.
And that had water included.
Wow.
I pay for the same exact Comcast or Xfinity here, right? Have the same exact service-ish, you know, different provider, same setup.
Yeah.
$150 cheaper.
Yeah, I believe that.
I pay $100. I have 300 channels. I have the stars. I have internet, a phone.
That's
all that.
Too many channels.
Yeah.
That's gluttony.
Oh. I will say I agree because I put the stars on there like as an extra thing, and I think I've watched it twice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
Might as well get the NFL package.
They do a weird plan, so it gave me the 300 and the weird plan. So I'm like, you're going to give it to me. Doesn't mean I'm going to watch it, all right? Is there DVR included so I can watch it later?
Yeah. Right. Or record
DVR.
What I want.
One of these days, we're going to have a DVR, baby.
Just get a Hulu account. It's just as good.
Yeah. Nah, we're fine. You're still not selling me on Texas, but I like
it. I go back to Colorado and make my cash for my entire main utilities. And
yeah, that's
there.
Good. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then, you know, you'll
and
have
then I don't have to do anything for 3 weeks back in Texas if I didn't want to.
Right.
And I'm sure that, you know, the housing and property and stuff in Tyler's much cheaper.
Oh, so I can get a five-bedroom on 2 acres, three-bathroom for $250,000.
Yeah, you won't like it. You won't enjoy it.
I won't enjoy
it. You can't see the mountains from there.
That's okay. Because I can't see the mountains through the next housing community that's being built
snap.
Up.
Yep.
Ouch.
That's the truth.
Ouch.
That is the truth.
I spent $2,000 a month for a mountain view that I no longer had after the first 6 months of having an apartment.
Yep.
Or the house.
The house.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Here?
Because
they built right
Castle Rock.
Just built it.
Castle Rock.
Castle Rock.
That's what they're doing, though.
Yep.
Building right up the asshole mountain. Mountain asshole.
Right up the asshole of
the mountain. Yeah, they are. It's ruining it. Used
it
to be a smooth entry. Now you're like, fucking fuck. When is this going to stop? I'm coming here to get away from this.
Yeah.
No, it was bad. I mean, That was pretty gnarly. We were like, yeah, we could see the mountains. My husband's whole thing.
Yeah.
Lost it after 6 months.
That's so sad.
Actually, we had it like if you turned your head a certain way and in one specific room.
Stood on the edge of the tub looking out the window.
Yeah. At that point. And then.
Another great thing about this place, walk out back. Gorgeous picture
gorgeous
of the north, mm-hmm. the northern mountains, mm-hmm. and you got Green Mountain over there.
Yeah,
that actually is the reason why I was able to stay in this general area to find your house.
Yeah, oh,
because my phone, it's like MIA.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, totally
you
MIA.
Found us without a GPS. Nice.
I've been here enough times.
Good.
I was like, oh wait, I'm not going the right way because there's the mountains.
Yeah.
I need the mountains on this side. Yeah. Wait, I'm coming in on a different way. I shouldn't have done that.
I love it.
Kept like, where's that road? Where's that? Oh, okay. But what was the name of their actual street? As soon as I passed, I'm like, yes.
That was
excellent.
It.
That's so funny.
Awesome.
Great.
Wouldn't have been able to do it during the nighttime. Not at all. I'd be like, where's the damn mountains?
Right. Can't see anything.
Yeah.
And there's snow bumps everywhere.
Oh. Yeah.
The stupid freaking snow rivets.
That's actually wasn't too bad. Like, I remember I picked good weather to come down.
Yeah, but still, it's been cold.
Y'all had some bad weather last week or the past few weeks.
That's last 10 days.
Yeah. And I timed it to where when I had the bright idea, I'm like, well, the event planner needs help this week. So what does the weather look like? 10-day forecast. Perfect.
Awesome.
I'm like, done.
Yeah.
Yep. Couldn't have sold me better.
Coming out. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. That's good.
Well, why don't you tell us about your business and what you got going on, and then we'll...
Oh, cool. Yeah. So right now, I'm like really just tiptoeing into this. Like I said, 7 years in the making, so I want to pull it off right.
Okay.
I mean, it's taken me 7 years just to get the logo right, and I am a graphic designer.
Right.
So I finally got that nailed down, and that really, to see your logo, something you've been working on, you've been idolizing, be finally there, and once you finalize it, everybody's like, oh, that's what you've been talking about this whole time. You feel like you give birth to something, like come to life. And so I'm actually doing that for other people now.
Yeah.
I start off with basically logo designs, concept development, marketing, branding. Once we nail down your logo, I send you a branding guidelines that gives it a markdown to your CMYK, your RGB, like how things need to be produced.
ACG and your ADD.
All that. Yeah. So it comes down to if anybody doesn't market your logo in your company correctly, you could technically never pay them or you can sue them. It's like we haven't trademarked stuff yet. I'm getting into that point with things. But once I do the logo development, it branches out. It's, okay, you need business cards to take care of that for you. Okay, you need marketing materials? I got that for you. You need company t-shirts? I can do that too if you need it.
Yeah.
After that, I introduce a social media platform if you want to go that route. Since I house all of your marketing materials, literally, I'm able to promote your company. I can create it with an Instagram. If you give me access, I can create a separate one, give them access, all that jazz.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like clicky-clicky for me.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for so long.
So
why
long.
Not?
Yeah.
And that's the first pyramid of my company. I want to get the base down.
Right.
And so I've only taken on a few clients that I know I can get the feedback I need.
Right.
Before I start trying to take on over. Exactly.
Yeah.
I have set the bar so low that I'm kind of scared. But the next thing is I'm actually bringing in other people, other artists, other contractors that I've worked with over the past 15 years.
Yeah.
Web designers, other graphic artists. I've got blacksmiths, I've got musicians, I've got everybody pretty much at my fingertips because I've been one of those people my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm a social networking monster. And so after I take on the web designing aspect, I'm trying to also introduce a customer service representative aspect. So working from home, this is ideal for people that are retired, ideal for people that aren't able to get around as well as they want to. And this all goes back to things that I've had to experience myself. And, you know, I wanted to start all small with them. If you only want to take on 10 hours, you answer a cell phone that's tied to a company.
Right.
And you write down a itemized list, tell the owner, hey, this is who called, this is what they needed, or I contacted this back. Check emails, that kind of jazz. All things that don't have to be done on site.
Right.
This is beneficial to a company because they don't have to pay or they don't have to train people. It's, you know, they've already been in the industry. I would pair my contractors up with my clients.
With the people.
Right. I mean, that's just kind of common sense.
Yeah.
But I just want to create the opportunity for people like me that have the abilities to do well on their own. They have that drive.
Right.
They have that
right.
want
Work
to.
Work well on skill. By yourself.
But, you know, what for whatever reason, corporate America hasn't worked out for you and you want to do something different.
Yep.
And this is a just work as you want to.
Right.
You want a side hustle for Christmas? Cool. Take on 3 logo gigs.
Right.
But, and that's going to be my company in 5 years.
Right.
Right now for the first year, it'll only be me, a web designer, and an actual fine artist.
Right.
So we have it all set up quarterly and everything. I do have a website. It's up. If y'all look at it, it's hilarious because it's... It's just the logo with some, what is it? Something really awesome's coming
just
soon.
The
yeah.
Beginning.
Yeah, just
right.
the beginning.
A place marker.
Now, right. is that Medieval Siren?
Yeah, that's medievalsiren.com. The company is Medieval Siren Media, but that gets kind of wordy. I mean, blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah. I had the last name that was like 10 characters when I was a kid. It's just like right. your name never ends. So yeah, that's going to be Medieval Siren Media, and you can find them at medievalsiren.com. I do have a Facebook page I'm starting, and you can really see if you get added to it or whatever, take a look at it. I got my... EIN, and that's when I introduced the page.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, hey, look, I did something official.
Right. It's starting.
Medieval.
So there you go. Look.
Hey, let's look at this together. I haven't seen this.
Coming America. Soon. Okay. Real estate.
Copy
services.
That, America.
Copy that, America. Copy your rentals and sales. That must be your sponsor.
Okay. I'm like, that's new.
Yeah. Don't know.
I have no idea what he's done to it. So
there you go.
Hey, thank you,
there's
King
contact,
Code.
there's contact information in there, so that's all that matters.
That is actually good, and that's what he's been pushing me for, so fantastic.
And for those of you who know how to spell, it's just spelled medieval.
The right way. Without Sean asking
Without
you.
Without Sean asking. And Sean
Does
trying
it say
to spell.
Arizona?
Does he put me in Arizona? It did put me in Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona.
What's in there?
That's a good question. Hey, King Code, you should probably get on that.
Yeah, right.
Let's Google
right?
that.
Yeah, he's got the number right.
What's the address?
Oh, good. That's good. At least the number's right.
Yeah, you don't want people coming to your house anyway.
Yeah, no. Actually, that's probably what he did.
Yeah, that's a central
well
office.
Yes,
that's just a central office.
I'm in Arizona.
Yeah. You don't have to live there. I mean,
no,
your business
no. your
is
business
licensed
can be there.
There.
I feel like I just learned something.
We all did. Trust me, we all
spell
did.
Spelled medieval.
Yeah, well, I did. That's for sure.
That's funny.
All right, cool.
Okay, good.
Well, I'll be taking that out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's funny.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it's been great. I know.
Always good to catch up with you guys.
I know.
Always try to make it out to see y'all, especially.
You're running like crazy, man.
Well, y'all do too. It's like it's whenever our schedules finally collide.
Absolutely. That's been a big thing lately. We've been so crazy. But can't wait to see you again.
Yeah,
come
might be
out.
Next week.
Yeah, maybe. Let us know.
Oh, and there's like I said, it's supposed to be some kind of Gatsby themed event, and if it turns out badass or if it's open to public, I'll let you guys know.
Absolutely.
Y'all's schedule's probably nuts, but.
Well, let us know.
Next week?
I believe
next
it's.
Next week?
Yeah, I think it's Thursday next week.
Oh, Sean has to get up so early now.
Yeah, that can't do weeknights.
Okay.
Unless it's really cool.
It starts out. I mean, like, I don't know the time that it starts out, but.
Probably 5, 6.
The one last night, that was a Thursday night. It started at 7, was done at 10.
Yeah. That's not bad.
My night didn't end until 2.
Yeah. I could cut out early.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let us know.
Early.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted, and I'll confirm if I actually get tickets, because I'm sure they're like ridiculously expensive to fly back out here now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I bet.
Maybe.
No, try the Wanna Getaway.
Do the Southwest, yeah.
Calendar.
Calendar.
Yeah.
Where do you
okay.
fly, to Dallas?
No, Tyler, Texas gets like discount, like where I live. The
there's
actual
an airport?
Hub. Yeah, there's an airport. It's like one of those, you get off, and then you exit, and there's front doors. It's great.
Yeah, you climb down the stairs?
No, there's no stairs.
Do you have to jump from the plane?
No, you can walk through it has a terminal gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has that, but only 2 gates
throughout
the entire thing.
Oh, I gotcha.
$56 tickets normally
for
round trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go an hour and a half into Tyler or to Dallas if you want and like take somebody else, but we use Frontier, good old Frontier.
Fine.
They should have discounted ones too, or cheap ones.
They should.
Mm. I feel like.
Y'all should come to Texas,
the
fun stuff. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I'll win you over somehow.
No, that's fine. I live there. I lived there for a while when I was a teenager. I've got Texas time in. I put my time in.
Where at in Texas, though?
New Braunfels.
Okay, actually, that's good.
Yeah.
I'll let you claim
all
that
of it.
One.
All of it. Seguin and New Braunfels, Texas.
All right, yeah. Float the river way too many times. So.
And I probably spent a good total of 5 years down there.
Okay. That's a good
broken
film.
Up. All, not all consecutively. It was broken up.
As long as you weren't in a crazy metropolitan area, then you got fill for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, thanks, though. I spent more time in Texas you spent in Colorado, sister.
Oh, you win. My time here is not done, necessarily.
That's so funny.
So far.
Right, I appreciate you guys for having me out.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jordan. And we'll see you later.
Later.
Oh, all right. Yeah, are we saying goodbye?
Yeah, let's say goodbye.
Let's all right. Are you
trying
kidding?
To do my thing.
There you go.
There it is. This is going to get smoother.
Yeah. Well,
we need a dedicated sound machine.
Yeah.
We need a second computer. We need a third computer.
We need a fourth computer.
Yeah. For doing everything on one computer, I think we do a great job.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. One computer, two phones, and a prayer and a luck kiss.
Yeah, that's right.
What is it?
A kiss and a prayer.
There you go.
There you go.
And a bushel and a hug.
A bushel and a peck.
There you go.
He's getting all messed up tonight.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.